We've been covering what turned out to be a massive march in Washington, D.C., the Women's March. People are gathering for similar marches around the country and even around the world. We turn now to Boston. WBUR reporter Deborah Becker is standing by. Deborah, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
I've seen pictures. Looks like an enormous crowd there in Boston.
It is an enormous crowd, and you can barely walk anywhere or move. It is shoulder to shoulder. It's really quite amazing. And, of course, a sea of pink. Many folks wearing those pink cat hats that are sort of the unofficial symbol of this Women's March today.
Who can you see in the crowd? What kinds of people are there? Who have you met?
All kinds of people, really. A lot of women, obviously, but men, children, many folks from indigenous tribes in Massachusetts are here and are part of the speaking program as well. There are a lot of politicians here, a lot of advocacy groups from Massachusetts here. It really is a diverse group of people, and they all say something sort of similar, but they have different reasons for coming too. You know, mostly the message they say they want to bring today is one of solidarity. They want to say that the voices of these people and the things that they believe in are not going to be trampled on, and their voices will be heard, that they're going to continue to fight. A lot of folks fighting for rights for the disabled. Obviously, a lot of women's issues are being mentioned as well for reasons that brought people out today. And just a sense of equality, and people say they want to fight for dignity that they feel is under threat right now.
Yeah. What are some of the slogans you're seeing?
Well, the slogans are hate does not make America great. Let's make America sane again. Climate change is not a hoax. Let's make America kind. Mind your own uterus. If my uterus were a corporation, would you stop regulating it? Some very, very unique signs here today. And, you know, other ones that are a little lewd. I can't repeat.
Yeah.
One says, grab them by the Putin. And different things like that. So it's all kinds of signs. The sea of signs, balloons, and all types of people here today.
You can always count on Boston for a scholarly reflection.
Well, and you know, we also had Senator Elizabeth Warren and Senator Ed Markey address the crowd today, several politicians. Senator Warren very fired up. Of course, she's already known for some of her heated criticism, particularly of some of the Trump's cabinet appointees. And she said she was rallying the crowd to continue to fight. And Senator Markey said, this was the birthplace of the revolution many years ago, and it may be the birthplace of the revolution again.
Well, Deborah Becker, reporter for WBUR in Boston, who's there covering the events in Boston as they unfold today and the day of the Women's March in Washington, D.C., and similar events all around the country and around the world. Deborah Becker, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.